WVLK. And now, here's Jack Patty.
Eight minutes after 9, 9:08 as we welcome you into Friday the 20th of March, brought to you by Landscaper's Corner, 1305 Old Frankfort Pike. This spring, when it's time for grass seed, Landscaper's Corner has Triple Crown Elite available in 5, 25, and 50-pound bags. Call 225-9433. Our question of the day, a service of United Structural Systems, your foundation repair and waterproofing experts, iFixFoundations.com. 859-254-7700. Our question is, a new report says it could cost as much as $38 million to renovate the old Fayette County Courthouse. Is it worth it? Is it worth it, Ray Larson?
I think so. Fran and I were talking about that on the way in.
Yeah.
And it's kind of the hub of Lexington.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd hate to see it not renovated. Now, surely that all of the historic people all over the country, they have all sorts of grants and that sort of thing, and I would hope that we would renovate.
Qualify for that. Mm-hmm. Yesterday's question on a weekend full of basketball is it's a baseball question. Should Pete Rose be reinstated?
Yes.
88% said yes.
12% said no. I mean, come on. He was probably one of the best baseball players in history. Now he got stuck on stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But I loved watching him play, and I used to go to games just to see him play.
He used to say, and I think he was not kidding, he'd have played the game even if they didn't pay him. And he had that kind of, you know, heart. He loved the game. All right, we've got our good friend Fran Root with us this morning, so that means we must be talking about the most heinous mass murder case in the history of Lexington. Fran, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, you didn't know that that was going to make you famous when you went into police work, did you?
Sure didn't. I took over robbery homicide in late in 1985, and we had 5 homicides that entire year. And then we rolled into 1986, which still holds the record of 26 homicides throughout that year.
And had 5 all in one night, huh?
Yes.
Ray Larson was fairly new at the job in Lexington anyway, right, Ray?
I was, and I started in January the 2nd, 1985, as Commonwealth Attorney. So it was a little over a year. Because I can remember getting the telephone call that they had found a body out off in this parking lot that was right outside of Godfather's Pizza on Mount Tabor. And going out, and the thing I still remember was the scuff marks made by the body of this woman who was dragged underneath the car for, I'll bet, 100 feet.
Yes, that's right.
So that was...
What a scene.
Yeah, so I go home after I've finished looking at what I thought I needed to look at. And I go home, get into bed again, and get a call. No sooner had I gotten into bed than I get another call, and guess what? We got another body. This one's off Palumbo, I think. Is that?
Yes, it was in a driveway in behind the
Sherwin Williams. Yeah, paint store out there. And same kind of scene. And then...
this was the second body.
Right, and we heard about the others while we were at that scene. Isn't that right, Fran?
Yes, I mean, we didn't even have time to set up on that scene and gather any evidence before we were called to the burning car off of Squires Road.
Now, when you went to the scene of the second body, was there no question in your mind that this was the same people or not?
There seemed to be some similarity, but it didn't occur to
me that
they're connected. Did it you?
Yes, I think it did. Really?
Well, come on.
Well, there's not too many people that are shot, stabbed, and run over.
Right.
And that evidence was on both of these women's bodies. And one of the things that kind of struck me is they were both even dressed very similar.
How were they dressed? Do you remember?
Well, slacks and blouses, but it was the style of it that looked just so much the same.
You know, when that plane went into the World Trade Center, we thought it was an accident, and when we saw that second one, there was no question. Well, surely by the time you got to the third body, you knew you had a big case, didn't you?
Yes.
How did you find it? You said you were at the scene of the second. What happened?
Well, then Fran gets the call from somebody that, and why don't you tell them what you hear, and then what occurs from there?
Yes, we received a call. I think I had just gotten my kit out and was starting to survey the body at the paint store, and we got a call right away out to Squires Road. So we left that scene secured with other officers and proceeded out to Squires Road, where there was a car on fire. And when we arrived there, that we found three more bodies, all male this time. One was caught underneath the car. And
the car was burning, right?
Yes.
It was. Wow.
Now, that was Roger.
Yes, Roger King.
So two women and three men.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow. I was on the air that morning, the next morning.
Is that right? Yeah. And what do you remember?
I just remember all those reports coming in. And I don't think by the time I went on the air at 6, I know it was over by then, but I don't think we knew about it in the media until then. And it seemed like to me we sort of reported it the same way that you guys discovered it, because we were getting the information later, and I remember a body found and then a second body and then three bodies, because we were reporting it the same way that it actually happened. It was just later, you know, the next morning. But this is Lexington, Kentucky. Stuff like that doesn't happen here, you know.
That's right. I want to say something about Roger, the fellow who was the differential that gear between the two rear tires in cars got stuck on Roger's chest. And so the car was stuck there. And so they, rather than, I have no doubt that had they gotten it, been able to drive it, they would have left the scene.
That's why they set it on fire.
Yeah,
they couldn't move.
And so,
were we prepared in Lexington at that time in 1986, with personnel to handle three crime scenes at the same time? What, did you have to bring in people, or what happened?
Well, we did call in people, but we were prepared with the equipment and the know-how to do all of those. You just, after the murders happen, you just take your time. And as long as you have a scene secured, then you have all the time that you need.
And when you were at the third scene, you didn't know that there might not be a fourth or a fifth scene either.
Well, at that point, right? We were wondering.
Yeah.
And you get, this is interesting to me as you reflect back on this kind of a case. All of this was pre-DNA evidence, you see,
mm-hmm.
and that played into the trial and how we go about proving this case against these two women. But I want to say something about Roger.
Okay.
One of the victims who was run over and the car was stuck on his chest. Especially this time of year, because I think about Roger. Roger had some mental disabilities, and he was a UK basketball fan. And where he lived, he had some sort of SSI or something. And where he lived, the people that ran the apartment complex were always prepared during the basketball season. Because if Kentucky lost, Roger went around and broke out every window in his apartment.
Really?
Every time.
The Ernest T. Bass of Lexington.
Maybe, but I'll tell you this, he's my kind of fan.
Yeah, that's a real fan. We're going to take a break, and if you have a question or a memory even of this event from 1986, 253-5959, touch star 590 from AT&T, toll free from anywhere. 1-877-777-0590 or email jackpatty@wvlkam.com 917. And if you need a loan, there is no hassle at the castle. The biggest discounters of diamonds and fine jewelry. And by the way, first day of spring, sponsored in part by Counterculture Plus, 944 National Avenue. Angie's List Super Service Award winner for stone countertops in the Bluegrass. An unprecedented three consecutive years. Counter Culture Plus. Scattered showers this morning. Clouds breaking later in the afternoon. High in the mid-50s today. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 40. On Saturday, partly to mostly sunny, a high in the mid-60s. And on Sunday, partly sunny and a high in the mid-50s. Checking the radar, we have rain and 43 at your official weather station, News Talk 590 WVLK. Some of the programs offered at Midway College degree programs include a program in criminal justice. Midway College's Bachelor of Science degree in criminal justice prepares learners to manage activities related to law enforcement, corrections in the courts. It's a strong skills development and training program to prepare students to succeed at any level within the criminal justice system. Program is available completely online or at the Midway and Lexington locations. Lexington location is in Hamburg, by the way. And talking about online degrees, they have a number of those. They've lowered their online tuition rates this year at Midway and held all other rates the same. Compared to other private colleges in Kentucky, Midway is one of the most affordable choices for both traditional as well as non-traditional students. You can get information on any of the programs they offer by logging on to midway.edu.
News Talk 590.
Whew, what a party.
But look at the walls, John. So many stains.
Oh, yeah, but...
You know what this means.
Val.
Time to repaint.
Val.
What, John?
We used Valspar Reserve, remember?
Mm-hmm.
It's super stain resistant and scrubbable. See, the walls are perfect.
Oh, yeah.
But if you still want to repaint...
Yay!
Valspar Reserve Paint and Primer with Hydrochroma technology. Now the colors you love stay the colors you love, exclusively at Lowe's.
I'm Jennifer Wild with Tech Trends, and today's Tech Trend is allowing people who've lost limbs to control their prosthetics with their minds. And there's a guy in Sweden who is the first one to receive one of these mind-controlled prosthetics. He has a bone-anchored, thought-controlled robotic arm, and he's had it for more than 18 months. He was the first guy to get one. And so this is a milestone for him and the scientist who created it. Now, usually prosthetics are controllable from signals from the patient's muscles, and his works that way too. However, his can also be controlled by his mind, and it can go the other way too, from artificial limb to brain. So his robotic arm is sending his brain signals too. And he has a pretty demanding job. He's a truck driver in northern Sweden, but he says his new arm has allowed him to lead a relatively normal life. He says he drives his rig, he connects his trailer, he operates machinery, but he can also do delicate tasks too, like handling eggs or tying his shoelaces. He says his new robot arm, almost as good as his old one. Man and machine fuse together. I love technology. I'm Jennifer Wild with Tech Trends, and today's Tech Trend will allow police to find the texting drivers. I like this. There's a company in Virginia developing this new device that detects the radio signals that are sent out from a vehicle when someone inside is using a cell phone. And they can tell the difference between text messaging and phone calls. So if you know you're using your phone to make a hands-free call, perfectly legal. If you're texting and driving, they're going to get you. Basically, it's like a radar gun for texting and driving. I can tell you, I like the idea, but I wonder what happens when your kid's in the backseat texting and, you know, suddenly there's a cop behind you with his lights on. I'm guessing you just pull over and, you know, explain. It was my kid, not me. Look at my phone. Obviously, there could be a few kinks that need to be worked out, but deterring people from texting and driving, that's always a good thing. I'm well on board.
In the next 30 seconds, you're about to become armed and dangerous. What will be your weapon of choice? Questions that expose and scare off predatory mortgage lenders. Questions like,
are these all the costs?
Am I eligible for a lower interest rate?
If you're about to refinance or are a first-time home buyer, shop for your mortgage with confidence. Get more questions that protect at 866-222-FAIR. That's 866-222-3247 or go to questionsprotect.org. Question everything. Protect your home. Brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance and the Ad Council.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Tracy McRae. Understanding a disease is the first step in finding ways to battle it. In a recent study, researchers looked at over 14,000 women who carry the BRCA1 gene mutation, one of the so-called breast cancer genes.
To study genes that might be altering the risk of cancer in those people. And we ended up finding that there were two new genes that increased the risk of breast cancer and two new genes that increased the risk of ovarian cancer.
Dr. Fergus Couch is one of those researchers. He says the hope now is
that these four genes that we've now discovered can help us refine the risk or assess the risk that these women might encounter in their lifetime.
That's important because while we know that women who carry the BRCA1 gene mutation have a higher risk for both breast and ovarian cancer, the risk is variable. These new findings are expected to lead to better estimation of cancer risk and better management of patients with BRCA1 mutations. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Listen to News Talk 590 WVLK live anywhere, anytime at WVLKAM.com.
Well, this is for those of us who are around when this happened, and I was around as a standby because I was just on the radio. Ray and our guest this morning, Fran Root, were firsthand involved, if you will, with this heinous crime that occurred in 1986. And Ray, I remember that you dubbed these women, the young women at the time in their 20s, the Sunshine
Sisters.
Sisters, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. This is George. Good morning, George. What were you doing almost 30 years ago?
It wasn't what I was doing. My brother-in-law's brother is LaFonda's daughter. LaFonda is his daughter.
Say that again.
I know LaFonda.
Say that again. Your brother?
She is my brother-in-law's daughter.
Okay.
The night of the murders, we thought Billy Adam, that name should ring a bell with Larry. We thought that he was going to be next, be killed that night.
Really?
Yes, because he was her father, and he had horribly abused LaFonda. LaFonda was abused good. Her boyfriend would burn her with clothes irons, drug her up and then pimp her out. I mean, I'd say these murders were a result of her going absolutely stark raving nuts. But she drank coffee in my sister's living room. And the woman was horribly abused.
Well, that's what I do know. That was part of her defense, was that she was abused, and because she was abused, that it caused her to kill five other people.
I don't buy that. Had she tried to kill her boyfriend and then went after Billy,
yeah,
I'm not saying that would have made it understandable.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that she killed five innocent people, she needs to have been executed.
Well, and that's, you agreed, did you?
Yeah.
George, right. Thank you. I appreciate your call, Ray.
Mm-hmm. So, Fran, We're at the scene of this fire, car on fire, which is out on Squires Road, which is out Richmond Road, close to what was then Humana Hospital.
Yes.
Well, so we've got these five dead people, and you're in charge of robbery homicide. So how do we begin to solve this thing? Because you got to figure out who in the heck is doing this. And so what happened?
Well, I have to say that we didn't have much of an idea of anything at that particular point. Certainly wouldn't have speculated even that it was women involved. The one victim, the oldest victim, Carlos Kearns, was still alive at that scene.
Oh, he was.
And was transported to the Humana Hospital, which is now St. Joe East. And was treated there.
He wasn't conscious, though, was he?
No, he was not conscious, yeah. Never uttered a word, and was obviously in his death throes, actually. But two of the commanders of the Detective Bureau, Captain Potts and Captain Kitchen, happened to go to Humana Hospital and saw the two defendants. They were obviously very drunk and belligerent and just about covered in blood. So their initial reaction was, and once the women broke bad on them, so to speak, they went and arrested him for public intoxication.
So this was just a lucky break, right?
Yes.
But they happened to be at the hospital? Wow.
Yes.
Why were they at the hospital? They're being treated for cuts or?
No, I think they were just trying to clean up. They had gone into the bathroom there. And
really? So they weren't hurt?
Oh, no. They were trying to get a cab. Like Ray said, they would have loved to have kept Carlos's car and driven on through the night and doing whatever they were going to do. So now they are stranded a pretty good ways outside of town, certainly away from their stomping ground.
Right, right.
So what happens is, because the names keep popping up, Gerald Ross, who was a patrol officer at the time and has since retired and has become kind of, he's gone to law school and those kind of things. And he transported them from Humana to the detention center, which was then over behind Central Christian Church. That was where the Fayette County Detention Center was.
Yeah. And did they say something in the car?
They left a bunch of condoms in the car. What else did they?
Well, they left the Trojan, very distinct orange-wrapped Trojan condoms in that car, and we had already seen them at the other crime scenes. And
it was almost a trail of condoms from the crime scene, all because they were pitching them as they went, as they walked to Humana. I call
is that right?
The condom trail.
The condom trail. Yeah. This is This is John. Good morning, John.
Good morning, gentlemen. I was going to share a memory from that night, if I could.
Sure.
Night that happened, I was working as a late shift night watchman. And there was a store there where the three murders took place. I think it was a Dairy Mart or convenience store. I forget what they called it then. It's still there. But 95% of the time, that little road behind there where those three murders took place, that's the way I would exit. I'd stop at that store every night, get something for lunch, exit out behind that store on Squires. Mm-hmm. That particular night, I needed gas. And the pumps were closer to Richmond Road, so I exited on the Richmond Road. I get to work, and the other night watchman there, the early shift guy, was listening to a police scanner. He used to be a cop, and asked me if I'd seen a asked me if I'd seen a car on fire up there. I told him I didn't see anything. I just left there. Well, we listened more, and he knew the lingo, so we figured out what had happened. And I always wonder what would have happened had I taken my normal route and gone behind that store that night. I don't know if I'd be talking to you right now.
How interesting. Yeah. Because that's where it happened, and it was about the same time frame.
Yeah, it was just about the time. I mean, let's say, if I hadn't needed gas that night, I would have definitely exited that way.
I'll be darned.
How about that? Thank you very much for your call, John. We're going to take a break. Get an update from the Information Center. Be right back. 253-5959. Touch star 590 from AT&T. Toll free from anywhere. 1-877-777-0590 or email jackpatty@wvlkam.com.
You've asked for News Talk 590 WVLK. Depend on it.
Good morning from the News Talk 590 WVLK Pharmacy Shop Information Center. I'm Scott Johnson. Here's what's happening. Yes, there can be bipartisanship in Washington. Happened yesterday. House Speaker John Boehner, House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi announced a plan to advance a bill to fix the reimbursement rate for Medicare physicians. It would replace a current system with a new payment system, as well as other options to streamline how Medicare doctors are paid. At least 30 people killed, more than 50 others injured in a passenger train derailment in northern India, that according to the Northern Railway. Two extremists who attacked a museum in Tunisia, killing 23 people, got weapons and training at camps in Libya, according to an official. Most of the victims of the attack at the Bardo Museum in Tunis were foreigners. The suspects, according to the security minister, activated from sleeper cells in Tunisia. News at the top and bottom of the hour. Breaking news instantly. Depend on Lexington's news, weather, and traffic leader. News Talk 590 WVLK.
Spring officially starts Friday evening, but it's not feeling much like it today. Mostly cloudy, lingering showers early in the day, and cool highs in the low to mid-50s. Down to 40 overnight, partly cloudy and chilly. And then Saturday, the first full day of spring, and it's feeling that way. Partly sunny, mid-60s, a gorgeous day. Sunday, partly sunny, a little cooler. Highs in the low to mid-50s late in the weekend. I'm meteorologist Tom Ackerman with your LEX 18 Storm Tracker three-day forecast on your official weather station, News Talk 590, WVLK.
Looks like we may still have some light rain downtown, 43, at your official weather station, News Talk 590, WVLK.
Right now, traffic with the Shell Automotive Traffic Center is still dealing with the wet roads out there across central Kentucky. It looks like the rain's let up. They still have some spray to deal with on the roadways. But for the most part, everything looking pretty good. We've got earlier accidents taken care of. Over the next couple of hours, we'll see the traffic really begin to build up around Rupp Arena with the Boys Sweet 16 continuing this afternoon. Noon tip-off. Our coverage begins at 11:45. Right now, traffic with the Shell Automotive Traffic Center. I'm Brad Benson, News.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda. Had an auto accident? It's common to wonder how things could have turned out differently. If only. No regrets. If only you had Erie Insurance. With Erie, instead of regrets, you can focus on putting your mishap behind you. With an Erie Rate Lock auto policy, your rate won't take a hit, no matter what. It stays put until you change a car, driver, or address. People who treat you fairly, legendary service, great rates. That's what it means to have seriously good insurance for your auto, home, or business. Erie Insurance. See for yourself why Erie received the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance purchase experience. 2 years in a row. Go to ErieInsurance.com. That's ErieInsurance.com for a quote. Or contact your local independent Erie agent today. Erie Rate Lock is not available in all states. Limited to 3 years in Virginia. Other conditions and limitations at ErieInsurance.com. For J.D. Power Award information, go to JDPower.com.
Erie Insurance.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
The core. Everything good for your mind, body, and soul. The Core.
Ever since its popularity began in the 80s, it's like second nature to go for the fat-free or no-sugar varieties of some of your ordinarily full-fat favorites. But are you really doing yourself any favors? Well, nutritionists say there are some that you're better off going for the real deal, like peanut butter. The difference calorie-wise is not that great, and really, when they take the fat out, they then increase sugar and other additives to replace the fat they took out. Same with salad dressing. In fact, nutritionists stress that you need a little fat on your greens to absorb those antioxidants. So when they take out the fat, again, it's a lot more sugar, kind of defeats the purpose. And you're going for turkey bacon over the real thing? Well, nutritionists say it's not that great of a difference between the two. They're both highly processed meats, and in general, you should limit your bacon intake in general. They're not making any friends with that one, are they? That's The Core. Macy's, thanks for sharing one of the best events for Macy's cardholders. Join today, get rewarded big time. See a Macy's sales associate or visit Macy's.com/thanks.
When winter weather turns bad, we'll be at our best. School and business delays and closings on the only station you can depend on. News Talk 590 WVLK.
253-5959, touch star 590 from AT&T, toll free from anywhere, 1-877-777-0590, or email jackpatty@wvlkam.com. Ray Larson, of course, with us, retired Detective Fran Root, and I got an interesting text. This says, talk about someone that has a history of great cases in Lexington. He knows them all. Then let's see, what was the text before? He knows them all, from Betty Gail Brown to the railway killer. I guess you do, don't you?
Yes.
But before that, I got one that says, Fran Root, great guest, one of the best robbery homicide ever, one of my mentors, set the standard for robbery homicide units in Lexington. But I don't know who that's from, Ray. Who's that from?
That's from Mark Barnard.
Oh.
Yeah, our new police chief.
And I'm kidding, of course. I knew it was from him.
And Fran said, and we all said in unison, Come on, Mark.
Get back to work. Yeah. That's what I told him.
Yeah.
Mark's a great guy. Now, was Mark? Mark's too young to have been around then.
Yes.
Yeah. He was in diapers.
He might have started by then.
He said 28 years when he was on the other day, so he was just...
Yeah. He just starting. Yeah. All right, let's go to Jim. Good morning, Jim.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. What was the motive for doing all that?
Well, that's a really good question. I'm glad you asked it. I'll let you listen off the air, Jim. Thanks. What was the motive? Did you ever figure it out?
We've been guessing about that for 28 years, actually.
Yeah.
It's hard to figure. A working hypothesis is that the police were called to a disorder at the apartment on Jennifer Road.
That's Carlos Kearns.
At his place. And Virginia, his wife, was causing quite a commotion. She was drunker than usual. And she was mad about LaFonda and Tina being there getting all of Carlos's money. They showed up about check time and would get as much of the money as they could.
Were they prostitutes?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'd say these two women did it all. But at any rate, they were there at Carlos Kearns' apartment, and they wanted money. And so what happened was, I think Virginia called the police, and they got mad at Virginia. And I think it was their just anger. They were, you combine a hot temper and some drugs and some alcohol, and this is what you got. And so they left there because they went to cash a check somewhere because Virginia said, just give them some money. And so
Just get rid of them?
Yeah, gave them a check. And so they wadded everybody, all five of them, in that car. And off they go.
Went to a bait shop?
7th Street bait shop. Yeah.
I wonder why there. Did he know people there or something?
This is the area in which they operated. They knew this vicinity. Then they went by Sportsman's Bar. Now that's now closed in the what do we call this? The gentrified Walton Avenue, National Avenue area.
Okay, I know exactly where that was.
Liquor store there.
Yep.
And they went through looking for bullets, right?
Yes, that was later in the night.
Mm-hmm.
Tina said she was going to kill some rats.
Right, and that turned out to be a statement that was used in the trial. And then, so they went from there. The question is, what was the motive? The motive was these were really mean women who had a snoot full of alcohol and drugs and were ticked off at Virginia, and so they were just going to deal with the whole stinking bunch of them.
Apparently,
and they did.
And the one thing that doesn't fit there was their picking up Roger Keene later on.
Mm-hmm.
Roger Keene had just been released from jail at 4 o'clock that afternoon and was seen several times walking around their stomping ground, that north end of Lexington, and they stopped after they already had the other four victims loaded in the car and put Roger in there, and Roger was as big as any two of them, and so that was one cramped car.
Here's a buddy of mine. I know a buddy of yours, Walker. Hey, Walker. Tell us about what you were doing in 1986.
Well, I was on my way in the door and heard it on my radio. And when I looked up, I'll never forget, the moon was just as big, bright, and full. And these bodies kept showing up. I was a member of, I worked for Fran at that particular time. And prior, with Miss Hickey Powell, she was just mean. Back on patrol, we would get a call practically every day of a female sunbathing in the nude on Kramer Avenue. Well, the officer, bless his heart, he's gone on, Harrison Brock, worked that beat, and he was a little hard of hearing. Well, we would have about five or six officers that were willing to jump that call to get up and see what the problem was. Well, this little old lady, she would say, come here, I'll show it to you. And she had to clam up on a ladder, look over her fence, and sure enough, there she was in her birthday suit.
How about that?
Well, one day I was going down the National Avenue at Winchester Road, and I heard screeching tires and so on and so forth. I couldn't imagine what was going on. And I was driving a big old Plymouth at the time that would stop and go at the top of a hat. Well, anyway, I looked. Well, here's Miss Tina Powell. She's practically nude walking down Walton Avenue. And I asked her, I said, where are you going, man? She's trying to get to Woodland Pool. Against all odds, I said, well, come on, let me give you a ride. Well, she got in the car, and we had those vinyl seats. And seat belts weren't smiled upon like they are now. Well, I went around the corner in a hurry trying to get her to Woodland Park, and, boy, she slid clean across that seat. I said, car, don't fail me now. That's just, you know, to every dark side, there's got to be a little humor in it.
That's right.
But Walker that particular Webb. Night, I mean, and there were five robbery homicide detectives, and Fran will tell you who they were.
Yeah.
But we got through it.
Fran, you got a comment for Walker?
Walker, you were one of the best and must have been one of the bravest to have hauled Tina over to the pool.
Always good to hear from you, Walker. Here's an email from Suzanne. It's like you said, Ray, so many people have memories of this. It says, enjoy your program. I was working that night starting at midnight at the Kroger Bakery on Richmond Road and remember being very frightened that something like that could happen in Lexington, so close to where I worked. We're taking a break, and we'll be right back. 253-5959, touch star 590 from AT&T, toll-free from anywhere, 1-877-777-0590, or email jackpatty@wvlkam.com. 9:44, 16 before 10, and if you need a loan, there's no hassle at the castle, the biggest discounter of diamonds and fine jewelry. Scattered showers this morning, clouds breaking later this afternoon, a high in the mid-50s today. Partly cloudy night, low of 40 for Saturday, partly to mostly sunny, mid-60s. And Sunday, partly sunny and mid-50s. Right now, we have cloudy skies. It's 43 at your official weather station, News Talk.
Psst, hey, I'm down here at your feet.
Wait, you're a basketball.
Yes, the basketball. The kids left me here a long time ago. Man, I miss flying through the air and hearing those shouts of joy. Could you give me a little air and remind the kids of how fun I still am?
Okay.
Great, let's get bouncing.
As Native American parents and caregivers, our encouragement to healthy lifestyles for our kids is helping them get outside and play. Get ideas, get involved, get going at letsmove.gov/Indian Country. Brought to you by USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
I'm Jennifer Wild with Tech Trends, and today's Tech Trend is something new from Facebook. What do you think about Facebook Health? Yeah, Facebook wants to get all up in your personal stuff. I mean, help you with your health. I guess, you know how Facebook knows everything we do? Well, they used all that analytical data from our usage of Facebook, and they found that diabetics were searching Facebook for advice about their condition, and they thought, hey, what if we made communities on Facebook where people could all get together to talk about and get advice about their illness? However, with Facebook's proclivity for selling information to advertisers and their reputation for the lack of privacy, a lot of people are kind of wary about Facebook Health. They did mood manipulation experiments on us. You know, I'm not trusting them with my medical information. I know that.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts. StopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Tracy McCray. Understanding a disease is the first step in finding ways to battle it. In a recent study, researchers looked at over 14,000 women who carry the BRCA1 gene mutation, one of the so-called breast cancer genes.
To study genes that might be altering the risk of cancer in those people. And we ended up finding that there were two new genes that increased the risk of breast cancer and two new genes that increased the risk of ovarian cancer.
Dr. Fergus Couch is one of those researchers. He says the hope now is
that these four genes that we've now discovered can help us refine the risk or assess the risk that these women might encounter in their lifetime.
That's important because while we know that women who carry the BRCA1 gene mutation have a higher risk for both breast and ovarian cancer, the risk is variable. These new findings are expected to lead to better estimation of cancer risk and better management of patients with BRCA1 mutations. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Everything good for your mind, body, and soul. The Core.
Even the most avid and dedicated exercisers out there admit there are days when they just want to sleep in and blow it off. So you can't blame the rest of us for wanting to eat what we want and do as little as possible to keep our weight in check. So that's why they did this research study comparing the calorie method, where restaurants and retailers put the calorie count next to items for sale, versus the exercise count method. This is where, instead of calories in the item, they tell you how many minutes of exercise it'll take to burn it off. In a real example from the study from the American Journal of Public Health this month, they offered the same drink to consumers. One, though, provided a sign that gave the calorie count, and the other said it'll take 50 minutes of running to burn it off. And guess which one was more effective? Yeah, the idea of running for nearly an hour seemed to be a pretty good deterrent. That's the Core. What does it mean when Geico says 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance? Means you probably should have gone to geico.com 15 minutes ago.
Listen to News Talk 590 WVLK live anywhere, anytime at WVLKAM.com.
Yeah, Mark texted me back. He came in 86, but he was it was in October, so it was after this happened. That's our new police chief. These murders occurred in April of 86. And anyway, we've got a note here, an email from Brother Timothy B. Christopher. And these people are coming, kind of out of the woodwork this morning. I think it's really interesting. He says, Jack, are you asking about motive for the Tina and LaFonda Faye case? My life has changed a great deal due to my salvation, but I was in the nightclub the night the girls committed the murders. They left there with a couple of people, and they were going to go buy more cocaine. They asked if I wanted to go with them, but I refused. I will never forget it. I praise God that I did not get involved with them that night. However, they were going to get money when they left me that night. Isn't that interesting? All these people that have connections either closely or remotely to this crime. I'm sorry, you want to say something, Fran?
Says he made a wise choice.
He did make a wise choice. Nina, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I'm trying to remember what time of day this started.
About 9 o'clock.
At night.
9 o'clock at night.
Yes.
So,
gosh, did I go to bed that early in those days?
I seem to remember, and it must have been the next morning, Captain Tags. When you said that you didn't, report on it until the next morning, right, or really know about it, or maybe it was Captain Tag the next afternoon, I just remember him talking about the different locations and, I don't know, cars on fire. It just stands out in my head.
Now, he was flying that morning.
I may have a very faulty memory.
No, you're right. He was flying that morning, and as we were reporting it, he was flying over it. And, of course, Tag was a former police officer also. Listen, thank you. I appreciate your call. Now, we got 4 minutes to wrap this up. I wanted to ask real quick, though, if this case, this was a huge case for you and your career, and have had some big ones since then, but if this case were held today, if this crime occurred today and went to court today, would there be any differences?
Sure. First of all, this case, the homicides occurred in April, near the end of April, and it was February the next year that it was tried. That's 7 months. Do you realize how long it would take today to get this case to trial?
Years.
2.5 to 3 years.
Interesting.
Yeah, DNA would have been a bigger deal. Jack, can we do this? Can we, because we've just haven't even finished the investigation on this thing, can we bring Fran back?
Oh, yeah,
and
love
do
that.
A second can you do half it? Of this thing?
Yeah.
Sure, be happy to.
Yeah, good. I think that's a great idea. Because, as you say, we can spend an hour easily just on the trial.
Well, the most interesting thing for me is when we announced on our Facebook and web page that this is going to be on today, we had all sorts of comments from people, just like we've heard on the on the telephone today, from people who remember. And we didn't have any information about these people who were closely associated and almost made bad decisions.
Well, we will do that. But before we go, for those who are listening who weren't around and didn't know how it turned out, tell us how it turned out, and then we'll go back to the trial next week.
Okay, we had a 6-week trial. Judge James Keller, who has just recently passed away, was the judge that was the judge on the case. Mike Malone and I were the prosecutors on the case, and Faye Foster received the death penalty, and Tina Hickey Powell received a sentence which was the next worst at that time, of life without parole, before 25 years.
Why the difference?
Well, I thought that Faye Foster was portrayed as being the one in charge.
Did you believe that?
I think they both were in charge.
Okay.
But they're the attorney for.
But you had asked for the death penalty for both of them, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then,
so the jury thought that Foster was more culpable than the other.
Yes. Obviously.
Yeah.
And then that case was appealed. The death sentence was appealed, and the Supreme Court of Kentucky at that time said you should have had two separate juries decide the penalty, instead of the same jury deciding the penalty for both.
And does that make any sense from a legal standpoint to you at all?
No, it didn't. But
still doesn't?
But they have the last
word. I know
word.
You don't have a choice, yeah. But how long was it after the trial that they made that ruling?
2 or 3 years, I think. And so, we got ready to crank it up again. And we had 7 witnesses that were either dead or long gone that we couldn't find. And so Faye Foster pled guilty to life in the penitentiary without the possibility of parole. And so she's still in. Both of them are still in.
Will they ever get out?
Foster, you never know.
But
Faye Foster shouldn't. And Tina is eligible for parole in 2021.
21 from how long ago?
2021.
In 2021. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, Fran. We'll see you. You want to do this next week?
Sure.
Is that good for you?
I think it is.
All right. We'll check and make sure. Thank you very much. Stand by. We have an update from the Information Center. Live with Lee is next in a little bit shortened program this morning. He'll wrap up a little bit before 12 for our coverage of the Boys Sweet 16. Have a great weekend. I'll be back Monday morning at 6, 5 Central.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. If you take more food than you can eat, it's said that your eyes were bigger than your stomach. But just how big is your stomach?
Well, a normal stomach, it really depends on the person's volume and how they're eating, but you can think of it as probably a small football around that size.
Dr. Scott Lynch is a bariatric or weight loss expert at Mayo Clinic, and reducing the stomach size is a key component to weight loss surgery.
So I always think of reducing the stomach to a pouch around the size of an egg or 2 knuckles of 2 fingers. And then over time, it just expands to around the size of a small orange. And you can eat about a cup and a half of food at that point.
Of course, weight loss treatment is much more than just the surgery. It also takes a big commitment to healthy lifestyles. In fact, Dr. Lynch says many of the patients who try to rely just on the surgery end up failing the treatment. For more information, talk to your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Get connected, get entertained, get local with News Talk 590 WVLK, your favorite show streamed right to your computer, tablet, or smartphone. Download the WVLK app today at WVLKAM.com.
You feel petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments, not knowing what to do. You do nothing.